Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Clyde. Yesterday, we talked about a report from the Wall Street Journal that painted a rather dark picture of Jony Ive's relationship with the post-Steve Jobs Apple. According to that report, Ive became distant from Apple following the launch of the Apple Watch and grew frustrated inside of a more operations-focused Apple led by Tim Cook. Last night, however, Tim Cook responded to the Wall Street Journal piece in an email to an NBC News reporter. Cook called the report absurd and said it paints a picture of Apple that doesn't match with reality. Cook said, quote, "The story is absurd. A lot of the reporting and certainly the conclusions just don't match with reality. At a base level, it shows a lack of understanding about how the design team works and how Apple works. It distorts relationships, decisions, and events to the point that we just don't recognize the company it claims to describe." End quote. It's rare for Tim Cook to publicly respond to a story like this, especially through his own personal email as opposed to going through Apple's public relations channels. In the email, Cook also added that he has complete confidence in Apple's design team and teased that the projects the team is working on will blow you away. Read the full email at the link in the show notes below. We've talked a lot about macOS Catalina's new Project Catalyst technology, which makes it easier for developers to port their iPad applications to the Mac. Ars Technica has now put together a detailed look at Catalyst and what it means for developers. This includes interviews with Apple executives and third-party developers. For instance, Apple's macOS marketing executive Todd Benjamin explained that the purpose of Catalyst is to allow developers to leverage the work they've done on iOS and bring it to the Mac with little extra work. A Gameloft developer elaborated on the process of porting a graphics-heavy iPad game to the Mac. Alex Urbano said that the process was ultimately fairly simple and that Gameloft was able to port its entire Asphalt 9 game from the iPad to the Mac with just 24 hours worth of work. Also in the piece, Apple reiterated that Project Catalyst is just another option available to developers alongside traditional AppKit apps. The company said that it's up to developers to know their audience and know what that audience will want, whether it's a native Mac app or a Project Catalyst port from the iPad. The full Ars Technica piece is definitely worth a read if you're curious about what Project Catalyst means for your use of the Mac. You can find it in the show notes below. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Clyde. The folks at Clyde have just launched a new product for teams that use Slack, and that's especially interesting for us here at 9 to 5 Mac, as our teams use Slack for everyday communications. The new product from Clyde integrates with your Slack team and messages your users directly when their Mac, Windows, and Linux devices don't meet your security policies. Users will receive clear instructions about what is wrong and step-by-step instructions on how to fix it, and they can even resolve and confirm the issue in real time directly in Slack. You can keep your users in the loop and make them a part of the security team by going to Clyde.com. That's K-O-L-I-D-E.com, or use the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Clyde for sponsoring today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In other news, ahead of the launch of Apple TV Plus later this year, Eddie Q has given an interview to GQ magazine in which he addresses reports that he and Tim Cook sent script notes to showrunners for Apple TV Plus. Q said that Apple leadership has only passed one note to showrunners and that the company's goal is to leave those who know what they're doing alone during the creative process. Reports had also suggested that Apple wanted all of its Apple TV Plus content to be family-friendly, but Q says that's not necessarily the case. Q said in the interview that Apple is aiming to create shows that span different age groups and appeal to all different audiences. Some shows will be appropriate only for children, and there will be some content that's aimed towards more mature audiences. When pressed to name something specific, Q mentioned The Morning Show, an Apple TV Plus flagship drama starring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. Q said that this show features content that's definitely not appropriate for you to watch with an 8-year-old. This contradicts earlier reports, which had said Tim Cook wanted all Apple TV Plus shows to be able to be played in Apple stores, suggesting they'd all be family-friendly. Apple TV Plus will launch later this year as the home for all of Apple's original TV shows and movies. Last but not least, Apple has announced that it will report its third quarter 2019 earnings on July 30th. The earnings will be released at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, with Apple following the release with a live call with analysts and investors at 5 p.m. For the quarter, Apple is forecasting revenue between $52.5 billion and $54.5 billion, and a gross margin between 37% and 38%. Note that Apple no longer reports unit sales of the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, though it does report revenue by category. 9to5Mac will have full coverage of the forthcoming earnings when the time comes later this month. Other things to check out on 9to5Mac include a close-up look from Michael Stieber at a new Apple store coming to downtown Nashville. Zach Hall also took a look at how the Apple Watch is helping Australia's women's cricket team optimize training and avoid injuries. Read both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. My thanks to Collide for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of these stories on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.